Winter. Early morning. Crowded train leaving the Retiro terminal in Buenos Aires. The assassin Medianoche had been cornered. His team, the Four Horsemen, temporarily outwitted. Gideon said, "The gun. Use two fingers. Grip it by the barrel. No fast movements." Medianoche tightened his jaw, defiant toward the younger assassin, no man's prisoner. The seasoned warrior wasn't accustomed to being at a disadvantage. Gideon repeated himself, his voice hard, eyes focused. His last warning. Medianoche eased his gun out of his coat, business end first. Gideon took the weapon, tossed it out of the window of the 30-year-old train as it rambled through the rail yard. Medianoche stared at the rugged young man as the rugged young man stared at him. Gideon said, "You're older. Gray hair. Scarred up. But it's you." Medianoche ignored the rambling description, kept his attention on Gideon's eyes. Gideon growled, "You were shot in North Carolina." Medianoche barked out his anger. "Who are you?" "I'm asking myself what the fuck you are." Gideon struck Medianoche in the face, on the chin, a strong blow that staggered him, moved him back almost two steps. Medianoche adjusted his eye patch and growled. Gideon stood in front of him, both hands on a gun aimed at the center of his forehead. Medianoche scanned the crowd, looked to see who was with Gideon. All he saw were people who didn't speak English, but their wide eyes said they understood body language. Mouth bloodied, Medianoche repeated his question.
"Who the fuck are you?"
Gideon said, "I'm the kid who shot you in North Carolina. I'm the kid who killed you. I'm your goddamn son."